Thank you. Thank you so much. Actually, I'm going to you ask about the marketing mix. The marketing mix is the whole value flows that makes something sales. So, of business. If you want to sell something, you have to consider four P's. The marketing mix considered composed of four P's. Firstly, product. The product has to be attractive. And what the trip, what they call, if it about 3 hour trip. For example, I like to see cereal. There's not something there. But to me, if I stay in Yangon, cereal has to be attractive enough that I would like to go. That is the product. Second P is promotion, meaning how you add value or you quality. The what we call unique selling proposition, something that different from other. Because the town, the Fukuoka, even though it's great, but if you see it, I think some of you have been to mainland China. After 2 or 3 days trip, you see a lot of temples, you see a lot of tombs, and you confuse. You can't even remember your hotel number, room number. So you got to have the unique selling proposition. This is the second P. Thirdly, it's the place. The site, the geography of the attraction. So, in short, the infrastructure or the logistics. In plain language, it means how do you reach that? Sometimes, along the border of Burma and Thailand, a lot of world-class waterfall, beautiful, but it takes 3 days to go. I talked to one minister that take care of the highway to make it shorter trip so that a normal weekend, both Myanmar and Thai people can go to that. I think you heard about the big waterfall called Thi Lao Su. Province. So this is the third P of place. So we have product, we have promotion, and we have place. Last but not least is the price. The price doesn't mean how much you spend on it, but it means the risk. If you go there and the traveling is so risky or so inconvenient, then people, some of the people, or psychological risk, some people will not go there. So when I'm asking very, what I call pragmatic, realistic question on business, when you want to sell anything, no matter Amway or culture, sorry, you need to ask yourself four questions. They call marketing variables. The four reasons why the product sells or does not sell. Single question concerning about regeneration. You ask about 5 R, like recycle, reuse, and other these. In short, a very good question. I don't have really the sufficient answer on this. In Thailand, even though we have a lot of experience, these parties, what we call the green movement, green. In Burma, I think you have advocates. And this is good that you start tourism slower than Thailand or your colleague in Southeast Asia. Because landing in Yangon, I saw
produce greener than in Vietnam. This is one thing. Why the leaves in Yapuan is greener? Just because you don't have so much diesel oil, or I don't know. I mean, your traffic is lighter. I remember one time, I think you heard the previous Prime Minister of Singapore called Lee Kuan Yew. Lee Kuan Yew wrote in his memoir that some long time ago, he came to Saigon, he came to Vietnam, I think Rangoon or Yangon. And he noticed that the leaves in Yangon is greener than in Singapore. So he returned and ordered all car in Singapore have to be checked up every 2 years. And he, as sort of an autocratic leader, he ordered car check and he ordered a lot of fuel oil out. I think on this one, Burma or Myanmar as a country have advantage, not disadvantage, in terms of green movement. Your agriculture sector didn't have much of the chemical. And you know, vegetable that we call organic gardening or organic green, organic agriculture, command about 3 to 5 times the price for that normal vegetable. So we keep this. If you lose this fertile, non-chemical land of Vietnam, Vietnam is the biggest land that the Vietnamese home is. They love Vietnam in the way that they see it because they are ourselves. Lot of dessert in Vietnamese. So Vietnam have the birthright to go green. So you recycle, reuse, etc. is good to start. And thank you. I will go back and try to answer more of your questions. But at least we could do coffee, yeah, but and if you happen to go to Singapore, you will be very proud of Yangon because they copy you. And now in Singapore, the leaf is greener than in Bangkok. At first, I didn't know where he got the idea, but he wrote in the memo and I read just 2 days before I flew here. So congratulations on the second point. First point, you asked about the role model in terms of human resource, and my principal, Dr. Jira, some bad our staff, but anyway, as his student, I try to answer a little bit of the role model, which is a good question also. I will keep it short. Two things. You ask about future and present. I answer about immediate thing first. I think the role model in terms of green or in terms of what I call regenerative cultural tourism or sustainable tourism. I think one thing that you said you played a role model is that you yourself and in whole, not really have to be in college or bigger community. I think you, as a lady or mother, and you as a father or the head of the household, your children copy you. So if you practice that, you have the role model already. And if your small segment in the university practice that, it becomes bigger community. Sooner or later, I think role model will be all around. So, good thing like conservation of heritage and culture is contentious and bad thing also. In fact, in marketing, that is my expertise, they call viral marketing, the virus. So if you start doing something good, being a role model, it catches on. It, like fission, it's like chain reaction. From one, become two, four, 16, multiply, just like the virus. So I like to encourage your distinguished teacher and professor here that you yourself don't have to be in front of the camera, but you already grow for them. People are watching you. If I understand it correctly, in Thailand and in Myanmar, besides for parents, they respect teachers, and we are all teachers. So I think teacher will be the role model. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor. Yes, very great. Well, in terms of role model, well, I don't think it's not enough. Okay, just look at any role model. It's not going to change your life. It's not going to make any good to you anything if you don't do everything by yourself. So that's why Dr. Jibra already put the emphasis on execution. Okay, you cultivate, you harvest, and you do a thing, you take an action. That's very important. And thank you very much. I appreciate it for giving us a big compliment. In terms of marketing mix, I already learned from Professor Frederick that you must have four different factors: products, price, place, promotion.
Và lập
อัน
นี้อย่าขั้นตรงกลางอยู่ข้างล่างจะได้เติม ABC คะแนนนะคะแนนเ
ป็นเ
ท่าไหร่ใส่ ABC มันขัดขาดวิธีไม่ค่อยใส่ ABC แล้วให้เขาวนเลยดีกว่า A คอมม่า B C เพราะจะให้เขาวงดีกว่าก็จะได้ ABC จ่ายแล้วโอเคก็จะได
้
โอเคนะ Thank you yeah
I think our country need to know the library, or two for them, the library is to draw world plan and world project and research. So, my question. How do you draw together of whatever effective whatever project plan? Step up. Please share your country experience with any case study.
On the planning, there are three levels. that you cannot mix. First level, I call it the policy level. The policy level of planning. The policy means the one who give direction. So if your car, your name card, say you are director, if you are the director, your first duty is to give the direction. So director is the one who give direction, the strategic direction. What are they? There are four strategic directions. Firstly, where are you now? In my term, we call mission statement, in ISSION, we will have the hands-on tomorrow, but I'd like to give the chart answer. Where are you is important. For example, take the case of my teacher, Rujia, said about the case study of Apawan. Are you happy? This is the first question. You have to answer yourself. Are you happy with the project or with the work that you do? If the degree of advancement help one to get, what status is it? This is 1 step or 5 or 9 or what finish? This is the first thing they call mission statement, which means where are you? Second one, that the director or the head of the government or the president of the university have to give to any project is where you want to go. The term is called vision. In the West, they mix vision with mission. They say vision have to come first, vision means where you want to go. But in Myanmar and in Thailand, from my experience, you have to start with vision, with where are you now? I remember one of my boy, when he was very young, he fought into me and was working. He said, Dad, I'm lost. And I panicked. And then asked him, 9 years old, where are you? Because he went with my wife to a shopping center and he lost. You know, I even more panic when he said, I'm lost. But more panic is that I asked, where are you? He said, I don't know. This is the state, partly of the time, to research also. You lost, but you don't know where you are. But the young nervous and the young tired, they want to go somewhere very fast, but they don't know where they are. So, new generation that you have to be careful. They want to go nowhere very fast. In tourism also, you can go nowhere very fast and then you get lost for that you start. So, firstly, answer where you are, the state of the project that you undertake. Secondly, where you want to go. It has to be realistic target, quantitative target, but achievable. Realistic means achievable. But it has to be a little bit stretching target. I mean demanding a little bit. Not easy target. So this is a good thing. Thirdly, when you are on the policy level, you give do and don'ts. That means policy. If you take a highway or the road, the track that the road go, or the traffic rules and regulations is the do and don't. In a project, you will do something and you don't do something. That one is the policy of the project. It's the dilemma. If you create so much don't, some rules, too much, people will not join you because of too many confusing rules and regulations. Singapore, sorry to mention, is a nicknamed the five city. They thought they are, we have five things. No, they find everything. You do anything in Singapore, you don't find everything. So Burma or Myanmar can be a very fine city. You have to do the right regulation. And last but not least, in policy making, you got to give the choice or strategy itself, which we will again work together tomorrow. So, to answer Madam's question, very important one. If you were the boss in university, you give to your follower or your student four things. First, mission statement. Why you exist? Why your faculty exists? What is your key duty? Second one, where your faculty want to go in the next 5 years, 10 years, just like tourism. Third thing, what are do's and don'ts? And fourth, what's the choice? And if you take the choice, I mean already, you will make any decision or not. That is the first level of strategy or policy level. Second level, I think it's about you. I call it chief operating officers or head of operations. If you were head of the segment or head of the faculty 19, this one is your second level planning. This one, you convert the strategy or the choice of the boss into practical leadership. The happy tool, we call it balance scorecard. You ask the 3-4 questions also. If you are the head of the department, your good answer is that, who is your target group? Who is the beneficiaries? Who are the stakeholders? So you've got to know who involved. But it's moving. For example, university. In the old days when I taught, university, when you think of university, you think of teachers. But in Thailand now, it's the state of class again, moving. School in Thailand now, the top boss say, no, it's a teacher, not the teacher focus, it's the student focus. Student focus and teacher focus is within mind and heart. So sometimes it's a policy chip. So first question is that you have to identify if you are the middle management. Firstly, what is your target group? Who will benefit most? If you have the mixed target groups, many groups, you have to rank them. List and ranking. Again, we will do it tomorrow too. Second point, when you answer where are the stakeholders, what's the name? Second point, where is the budget? That's two things. If it's university and not for profit thing, the finance comes from budgeting. Government, sort of non-profit sources. But if you do the business, or if you take your project, tourism is business, you've got to ask how much the tourist will pay per head. Sorry to mention, I don't know if it's good or bad, but I think you and I are like brother and sister already. I went to Duy Nha Bong yesterday. They charged me $5. In fact, really nothing. But like visa also, very soon the boss have to decide whether do without the time or you know, but go that. Good or bad, I don't know. But that just to explain the point that how what is the source of money? This is the reality. Thirdly, it's the what you call your system, internal system. Sometimes you target your state model very high and you have very ambitious income, but your internal system is archaic of very poor, maybe even of mental stage. Then your follower or your support, for example, you create new curriculum and a very fantastic curriculum, maybe cultural management or something like that.
But
you don't have your teacher to serve the student. Or if so you open your university to English speaking students, teaching what you like to teach. You have to ask clearly whether you can accommodate that. Or even ask it, we're talking about AEC. Very soon, Burma or Myanmar and Thailand will have 600,000 or 10 times the market. Then if Yangon or Myanmar University get ASEAN student coming in, how is the internal system accommodate this kind of good luck? Otherwise, it will become bad luck, I mean, overburdened to the teacher like you. And finally, fourth, and I stop here, fourth, to consider as the head of department like you or me, you've got to have ability to learn and change. And this the three factors is really. Firstly, you ask about your target market or stakeholder. Secondly, the source of income. Thirdly, your internal supportive system, whether it catch on. And finally, your ability to change, ability to learn something new. I have the problem because you asked me about it like that. The more the teacher have title and experience, it's more difficult for them to change. As they said, have been die hard. Me too, I'm very old. I change habit very difficult. So you think about your faculty. Can they really change them? Ask yourself whether you are easy to change, because the scenario of Myanmar in terms of tourism, no matter how careful you plan, you will face the learning and grow or change leadership. So in other words, I like to conclude that if you ask me only one word, that what it takes in terms of human resource, I say everybody of your group now have to be the chief champion. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Primary. Oh, I appreciate his effort. He's trying to give you the management course, which is going to take at least 4 years in college within just a few minutes, okay? Give him a big applause again, okay? Please. Thank you so much. Very nice lady, something from the lecturer, Professor Frederick. We still having three different questions left. So which group gonna be the fourth one? Okay, please.
Good morning, Professor. I'm Su Wunan from the group C. First of all, I want to express the mind, the simplest things for every little, but the press the middle of the enlightened master enlightened and master food for thought as the chicken food. The our question is what you learn from God for management, how to ensure the whole method, but the efficient way without involving the cronism and integration of greed and angry people into a sustainable development for green and clean tourism, culture and communities for their income generation. Thank you.
Sorry, actually, I didn't get the detailed point of your questions, but I can catch the key words. You're talking about the diplomatic?
Yeah, diplomatic way, diplomatic, but the efficient way without involving criticism and integration of greed and hungry people into a sustainable development for green and clean tourism, culture, community for their income generation. It must be the three facts that answer our question.
Actually, I finished degree in international relations. I'm also acting like a diplomat among several countries in the world. Your question is, well, I can say both tough and easy. Okay? So if you ask me about diplomatic, I'm going to answer you as a diplomat in a diplomatic way, okay? Because I cannot cut the deal which is black, which is white. But my answer is, well, just like Dr. Girard, we're getting back to the human capital. In any country, if you grow up, if you grow a very efficient, very effective people, very knowledgeable people, well, in terms of diplomatic relations, you will mostly get a very good and positive result. Okay? We cannot put a wall against any interactions between people and the other activities, including tourism, management, or anything. But if we have a right skill, if we have a very positive attitude, we can manage everything. Okay? So this is my diplomatic answer. I'm sorry about that. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, okay, you got to answer.
Can I add that? I think you need to have rules. So, you don't have rules and standards of behavior in various fields. And I think there are several examples where the rules can come from, you know. And culture management, UNESCO, is full of best practices that you can set up and discuss law. But then you also have to have law enforcers, because there are people that are dedicated to enforcing the rules and understand the wicked ways, in particular how wicked people, you know, how bad people think and how they behave. We have never learned enough. The crooked people have so many ways, you know, of getting around rules. So you've got to educate people, you know, and also have the courage. I think that's also very important. The courage to say so. Courage to point out that you are breaking the rules. Like the people in Papua are pointing out that you are breaking consensus. Maybe it's not a law, you know, but it's good behavior. So rules can be enshrined by parliament, but they can also have common rules, you know, common law. In England they have common law. It's the law of the people that is not written down. Understood, and the judges understand it, and they can do the punishment, and the police also will have to also observe. So, I think it comes to management of people in the bureaucracy, in the law enforcement. talked about that a long time, but that's just, I don't know whether that's enough. But it's ideal, but it has to be done. And I think we all have to be brave. We all have to be brave, you know, and stand up to these wicked people.
Thank you, Mr. Ruggia. Well, it's very interesting and much more interesting by looking at your questions. So the fifth one, okay? Which question? Which group? Okay, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay, lady first, okay?
As you know, there are so many kinds of tourism, sport tourism, cultural tourism, adventure tourism, and so on. Now, I would like to know, how is your country to have the awareness of the cultural tourism?
Involved in it. So I don't know whether that answer